Good morning. It's April 19th, and this is your daily brief in science. Here's everything you need to know. A groundbreaking study from Germany's Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research delivers a stark warning. Climate change could cost the world $38 trillion annually by 2050, with the most severe impacts felt by those who have contributed the least to the crisis. This research underscores the economic disparities of climate change effects and the urgent need for global action. The study's methodology combined empirical models and climate simulations to quantify future economic impacts, pinpointing rising temperatures as the chief culprit behind escalating costs. It paints a grim picture of the future, where economic damages soar, especially in warmer tropical regions that are less responsible for carbon emissions. Central to the study's findings is the call for a rapid pivot away from fossil fuels towards a renewable energy system. Such a shift is deemed crucial to averting the catastrophic consequences outlined in the projections. Moreover, the study forecasts that without significant intervention, the financial toll of climate change could double by 2100, disproportionately affecting the world's poorest nations with a 61% greater income loss compared to the wealthiest countries. However, there's a silver lining. The research suggests that immediate and substantial reductions in carbon emissions could limit the global income loss to around 20%, a stark contrast to the 60% potential loss if emissions continue to rise unchecked. This highlights the critical importance of global cooperation and swift action to combat climate change, not only to protect the environment, but to minimize its devastating economic impact. SpaceX is once again pushing the boundaries of space exploration and satellite deployment, preparing for an exciting launch from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. This mission is not just a routine launch, but a significant expansion of the Starlink mega-constellation, aiming to enhance global internet coverage. The company has scheduled the launch of 23 Starlink satellites for 6:40 p.m. on Thursday, with a window extending until 10:40 p.m. that evening, and additional opportunities on Friday if needed. This launch is particularly noteworthy as it marks the seventh journey for the mission's first stage booster. Following its ascent, the booster will attempt a precision landing on the A Shortfall of Gravitas drone ship stationed in the Atlantic Ocean, showcasing SpaceX's commitment to reusability. For those eager to witness this event, the launch will be streamed live on Fox 35's website, allowing viewers from around the globe to tune in. The deployment of these 23 satellites will further expand the Starlink mega-constellation, which already boasts over 5,760 operational satellites orbiting Earth. This initiative is part of SpaceX's ambitious plan to provide high-speed internet access worldwide. Remarkably, this mission signifies SpaceX's 29th launch of the year, setting the pace to surpass its previous annual record of 96 orbital missions set in 2023. This relentless pursuit of innovation and expansion underscores SpaceX's leading role in the commercial spaceflight industry and its contribution to advancing global connectivity. The World Health Organization is sounding the alarm on a growing health crisis. The H5N1 avian flu strain is spreading to new species, including humans, sparking enormous concern. This strain, known for its deadly impact on poultry, has now breached species barriers, affecting mammals and presenting a potential risk to human health. An outbreak in 2020 led to the deaths of millions of poultry, and since then, the virus has spread to several mammal species, including an unprecedented outbreak in domestic cattle in the U.S. Specifically, a recent outbreak in Texas has heightened concerns, challenging the previous assumption that cattle were immune to this virus. This situation has prompted calls for increased transparency and information sharing from the government, as the virus's presence in dairy cattle across 8 states raises significant public health concerns. The WHO's warning is stark. The H5N1 virus could mutate, making it easier to infect humans and even spread from person to person. This potential for human-to-human transmission underscores the urgency of developing vaccines and therapeutics, as well as ensuring equitable access to these health resources. The discovery of the virus in Texas dairy cattle, initially mistaken for a food-related issue, marks a significant development in our understanding of H5N1's reach. The virus has now been confirmed to transmit from cow to cow and to at least one human, emphasizing the need for heightened monitoring and proactive measures to safeguard both the livestock industry and public health. The WHO's call to action includes increased monitoring, the development of vaccines and therapeutics, and equitable access to these critical health resources. This situation highlights the need for new regulations to control the virus's spread and proactive efforts to study its transmission from poultry to cattle, aiming to protect both the livestock industry and human health from this emerging threat. In a groundbreaking discovery, paleontologists have unearthed the fossilized remains of a colossal snake from 47 million years ago in an Indian coal mine. This find not only highlights the diversity of prehistoric life, but also offers insights into the climatic conditions of the era. The snake, named Vesuki indicus, stretched an astonishing 15 meters long and weighed up to a ton, marking it as a slow-moving yet powerful ambush predator of its time. The discovery was made possible through the analysis of fossilized vertebrae found in 2005 in Gujarat State, revealing the snake's massive size and unique characteristics. Vesuki indicus thrived in a warm tropical climate, feasting on a varied diet that included rayfish, bony fish, turtles, crocodilians, and even primitive whales. Researchers suggest that the snake's considerable size can be attributed to the warmer climatic conditions prevalent during its era, underlining the significant impact of climate on the evolution of species. This study, carried out by a team from the Indian Institute of Technology Roorkee and detailed in the journal Scientific Reports, not only sheds light on the ancient ecosystems, but also emphasizes the role of climate in shaping the physical attributes and survival strategies of prehistoric life. The analysis of the 27 fossilized vertebrae has opened a new window into understanding how ancient creatures adapted to their environments and the evolutionary pressures exerted by changing climates. This discovery of Vesuki indicus not only enriches our knowledge of the past, but also underscores the intricate connections between climate and the evolution of life on Earth. In a groundbreaking study from York University's Center for Disease Modeling, scientists have unveiled that immunity from COVID-19 booster shots not only lasts significantly longer than from the primary vaccine series, but also reveals intriguing dynamics influenced by age, sex, and comorbidities. This study, leveraging Canadian vaccine data and published in Scientific Reports, marks a pivotal step in understanding the long-term efficacy of booster vaccinations. The research meticulously analyzed the antibody half-life response, finding a substantial increase from 63 days post-primary series to 115 days for those who received booster shots. This extension underscores the booster's role in sustaining immunity against COVID-19. However, the study goes beyond mere duration of immunity, delving into how individual factors such as age, sex, and comorbidities play a crucial role in the immune response. While older adults initially showed a shorter duration of immunity, this disparity diminished once other comorbidities were accounted for. Interestingly, the study also noted a small but statistically significant better immune response in males compared to females, and among people with asthma compared to those with hybrid immunity from both vaccination and infection. Highlighting the importance of interdisciplinary research, the team at York University is optimistic about the future, especially with the opening of York's medical school in 2028, which promises further collaboration and innovation in the field. Meanwhile, on the practical front, the NHS is actively offering booster jabs to the elderly, those living in care homes, and individuals with weakened immune systems. With appointments rolling out between now and June, and the option for walk-in vaccinations, the NHS is utilizing updated Pfizer or Moderna vaccines aimed at combating various COVID-19 strains, ensuring those at highest risk are prioritized in the fight against the pandemic. This has been your daily brief in science. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.